Hey there, how are you? This is Hazel. Hope you're doing great. And welcome back to my podcast. Okay, so today's episode is all about online school, and I will be talking about and sharing 5 tips on how to make online school easy, fun, and engaging. So let's give it a go. Moving on with number 1. Tackle time management. Putting off watching online lectures and doing assignments will only cause you stress, so don't go too much with that. In fact, reduce your Netflix time by a few hours a week and put that time toward your online education, and you will be golden. Number 2, find a good steady place. If the Wi-Fi where you're sitting is high and the router is right next to you, your online irritations will be like the decreased amount. If the chair you're sitting on is nice and comfortable, you will not doze off during your classes. If the place which you're sitting is organized, it will be so good that you don't need to go running and missing your classes. If you want to go and fetch water or snacks or textbooks or school supplies, it will all be in your reach if you sit in an organized place. And if there's no distractions, you are going to be the concentration master. So now go for it and study. Number 3. Form a study group. WhatsApp, Messenger, Zoom, and Hangouts, something like these, are perfect to make study groups. It makes studying more fun, and you can reach out to your other classmates in your class. And maybe you will even make out new friends, so that will be great. Number 4, take breaks. Know your limits, and if you've been staring at the screen for hours, your brain is definitely tired. So you can go for a walk around the house, at least for 5 to 10 minutes, and you can grab an energizing snack like dry fruits and vegetables, but try avoiding everything out of a packet. And last but not least, take a breather. When you take a breather, you're lying down for at least 5 minutes with your eyes closed, and you can put relaxing music and meditate for at least 2 minutes, and you will feel relaxed. And moving on to the last one, reach out to your professor. Don't be afraid or hesitant to send them an email or go to office hours. They're there to help. So that's it with today's episode. Do come back for next episode on next Monday, and hope you really liked it. So hope it was helpful too. So that's it for today. Bye guys.